So Peter Welch, the president, goes out in the Rose Garden and he makes a tremendous announcement, applauded by many Hispanic groups and others in the country, saying if a kid was brought into the country, didn't have any responsibility for doing that, that child should be allowed a path to some kind of path to staying here legally. What do you think of that?
I think it's great. I think it's really terrific. You know, there are hundreds of thousands of young people that were brought here by their parents. They might have been 2 or 3 or 4 years old. They've gone to school. They've gone to church. They have gotten, in some cases, jobs. But they live in the shadow of having deportation waiting for them around the corner. They did nothing to cause this situation. You know, they're an American in every single respect, except they don't have their paperwork. So the president's announcement, I think, is the right thing to do. It's just, and it's overdue justice for these folks. Now, I think this is going to be good, too. You know, even the Republicans, Mitt Romney isn't able to say he would reverse it. He won't say that. He just criticizes it bleakly by saying it, quote, won't help with a long-term solution. And, of course, he's against a long-term solution. He wants higher fences, tighter borders, everything, and is not wading in whatsoever to the issue of how to address the significant challenge of a pathway to citizenship for so many folks who are here. So this, starting on kids who were brought here and had no choice in it, but they've lived here, they totally fluent English speakers, they don't have a criminal record, I think that's terrific, and I applaud the president for doing this.
Well, you know, there's another way of looking at this, policy-wise, I certainly agree with you, but politically, it's also an act of genius, in my opinion, especially when you say we have to revisit it in 2 years. If Mitt Romney is the president in 2 years, there are going to be an awful lot of Hispanic citizens who are going to say, well, we know he's not going to be re-upping this thing, so we have to vote for the president.
Well, it's clearly an issue of paramount concern for the very significant Hispanic community that we have in the United States. And, you know, Hispanic community has a great record of enormous community involvement, very, very hardworking, strong families. I mean, a lot of really good people that can make a significant contribution to America. You know, the whole immigration issue has been, in my view, oftentimes demagogued. It's a serious issue, obviously, but politicians have really waded in here, sometimes in negative ways. So I think the president's changed the debate. It puts a human face on it. And a lot of the kids that we saw in the news that were interviewed that have had this feeling of relief that they did not have to risk getting deported for simply wanting to get a license or get a job or get married, I think that's really good.
So if you're the Republicans, Peter Welch, you're a Democrat, of course, what do the Republicans do to counter this, which is going to pay huge dividends in the Hispanic community?
Well, that's for them to figure out. I mean, I think what the president did was the right thing to do. And I think most people see it as a fair thing to treat innocent kids as for the people that they are and not blame them for something over which they had no control.
Well, now Mitt Romney doesn't seem to be saying much of anything on the issue. I wonder.
Well, that's right. I think he says that it, quote, doesn't help us get to a long-term solution, but he's not saying he would overturn it, and he's not directly criticizing it because, frankly, I think that most Americans think that, hey, this is fair to these kids.
So if I'm a Republican trying to come up with an antidote to this, I make sure that Marco Rubio is my vice presidential candidate.
I don't know that that'll help. I mean, I think the Hispanic community is going to want to be looking primarily at what the policies are going to be by the presidential candidate. So who knows? I don't know what the polling is on Senator Rubio. But I think that the American people, as well as the Hispanic American community, we'll be looking much more at the substance of the policy differences between Obama and Romney as opposed to the vice presidential candidate.
Now, I know you're a great environmentalist, and you are, Peter Welch, so I wanted to ask you something about energy. We do see that people will respond well to, at least short-term, to the concept of, you know, sustainable energy.
Right.
But in fact, you know, in my community in the Berkshires, let somebody try to put some wind power on top of a mountain, and there's hell to pay. And, you know, not in my backyard, that kind of thing. How will we ever get around all of that?
But, you know, that's not new. I mean, there's trade-offs in energy. There always are. And, you know, I support wind. I support solar. I support biomass. But where and when and how, those should largely be local decisions because wind is good some places, but not every place. Solar is good some places, but not every place. And I believe fundamentally that Congress should have policies that help get these renewable energy opportunities off the ground, make them feasible. But I think the decision about where and whether should largely be made at the local level.
But where's the carrot? In other words, you make it on the local level. Somebody, a farmer sells his farm. I know one very specific example of this, for solar. And the neighbors around there just don't like it. I can hardly blame them. I don't know that I'd love it. But how do we get around that if you leave it all to the locals?
The advantage that people are going to have to come to some sense of what the opportunity is to have locally produced energy that's clean and renewable, and then decide what the trade-offs are that are worth it. I mean, you and I aren't going to be able to resolve that. People are always going to be, understandably, concerned about what happens in their neighborhood, but they're also concerned about having reliable access to electricity. And this is just something that's going to be part of the challenge of our energy future.
So what kind of incentives can the Congress pass that will allow us to get ahead on this?
The incentives that Congress can pass are basically tax incentives. You know, when the oil industry was getting started, they got some tax incentives. And tax incentives, in my view, have a legitimate place when you're trying to help an industry stand up that has real potential to create jobs and meet an economic need. Obviously, when an industry becomes mature and profitable, then you shouldn't have taxpayer subsidy. And that's why I think we ought to roll back the oil company subsidies.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing well. $1 trillion in profit in 10 years is pretty good. But on the other hand, renewable energy sources like wind and solar, biomass, there's real opportunity there. In order to get that industry going, we've got to bring the price down of all of the components, and that happens as you get up to scale. And I mean, we all know the example of computers, and they were very, very big and very expensive when they started. Now they're tiny and powerful. So I think at the federal level, we can have tax policies that promote the standing up of renewable energy sources. At the local level, I think there's got to be just smart planning and discussion by leaders in the state and leaders in the communities about what the trade-offs are.
It's great to talk to Peter Welch, Democrat from Vermont at large, the only congressman in Vermont. That always makes me sit up and take notice. Peter, thank you so much for being with us. Can't wait till the next round.
Thank you. Good to talk to Alan.